I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, January 28th. Quincy will set up its own COVID-19 vaccination clinic. Mayor Thomas Koch says that clinic will be at 180 Old Colony Avenue and be run by Manatt Community Health Center, which has been running a COVID-19 testing site at that location. Quincy residents 75 and older will be able to schedule an appointment by calling a phone number or going to a website, both of which will be announced soon. The mayor says the city is still waiting for vaccines to arrive from the federal and state governments. There were 51 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday. The active case total is now 466. Quincy's positivity rate is 6.5%. The city is in the red category on the risk assessment map. There have been 141 deaths. Anthony Andronico will be sworn in as the new Ward 2 City Councilor in Quincy today. City Clerk Nicole Crispo will administer the oath to Andronico at City Hall at 10:30. Andronico stepped down as vice chair of the school committee last night and will attend his first meeting as a city councilor Monday night. A joint session of the city council and school committee will be called to fill Andronico's school committee seat. There have been 3 pedestrian accidents in Quincy in less than a week. On Tuesday, a man suffered leg and head injuries when he was struck at Hancock Street and Hannon Parkway in Quincy Center. Tuesday night, 62-year-old David Perry of Quincy was seriously hurt when he was struck at Washington Street and Southern Artery. And last Friday, a 69-year-old man seriously injured when he was struck by a vehicle on Beale Street in Wollaston Center. Tony's Clam Shop on Wollaston Beach has received permission to add 180 outdoor seats this year. The licensing board approved that request for the outdoor seating on a 14,000-square-foot parcel that is part of Tony's property. The Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Thursday at 8:45 a.m. and Friday at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, January 28th.